got the founder of Eclectic Mixed Cambridge, Delia Naylor, with me. Hello, Delia.
Hi.
Thank you for coming into the studio today. Now, we're going to be talking about this pop-up event that you're organising on June the 10th, but let's just chat generally about pop-up events. They're very fashionable at the moment, aren't they?
They are. I think lots of, particularly in the sort of food industry, I think, you know, lots of pop-up restaurants, I think they probably, and fashion pop-up shops, and now we're moving over to sort of art, you know, shops and things. I mean, because for a lot of people, I think it's quite nice to have a variety, have something different to look at. And obviously, as we know, rents are very expensive. And as a small company, to commit to the long leases often, but I mean, Cambridge has very long leases, it's a real leap in the dark. So when you just want to test your market, it's good to have a pop-up event.
Although the name itself is perhaps misleading, as it makes it sound like, oh, just turns up overnight. I'm guessing you've been organising this for quite some time.
We want it to look like that, Lee, that we've just popped up and then we pop down and then we pop up again.
And then, yes,
else.
You're appearing all over this. Well, tell me a little bit first about Eclectic Mix Cambridge. You're the mover and shaker behind this. Why did you form it?
Well, I formed it about a year ago. I just, funnily enough, my mum had died in 2015, and a few months after she died, she was an amateur artist, and I happened to be in a local cafe on Mill Road. I'll tell you the name, Urban Larder, and they had a small collection of handcrafted products in their cards and little bits and pieces, and I just thought, wouldn't it be lovely to have a centre for local artists to be able to promote and showcase the lovely handcrafted products that they do. So that's really where it started. Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
So you're bringing together their local, their Cambridgeshire-based
yes.
artists, what, jewellers, painters?
That's right. So a whole mix of artists, yes, as you say, jewellers, textile designers, ceramicists, anybody that we feel, you know, that is working out there, normally in their garden shed, making really beautiful handcrafted products. And I have to say, I've been amazed at the standard and the diversity, really, and everybody. I mean, just how passionate they are about what they do.
And then going onto your website, there are some absolutely staggeringly beautiful things, and that's where you're bringing them together, on the website and in these pop-up events.
That's right, yes. I mean, the ultimate idea would be to have a local shop, but obviously with rents the way they are, and when you're a new company, it's very difficult to convince landlords that, you know, you've got enough wool on your back to be able to, you know, pay the rent every month, etc. I have. I'm confident that I will
expression.
Get there. But the idea was to test the market. So obviously the online marketplace we have is the first part of that stepping stone to obviously having our own shop eventually.
And how do you find these people?
All sorts of ways. Recommendation. Initially, what I did was I knew a few people, so obviously I went to see them. And then I went to craft fairs, local events. I have to say, I have to confess, Etsy has been quite a place to sieve out certain people.
Well, that's doing a similar kind of thing to you, except without the local.
Yes, they're similar. They're more direct. So obviously, they are local artisans, and they have their own website, their own shop, on that platform. So obviously, yes, they're direct. I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to give people a wider audience. So, you know, some people might buy off the Etsy site. Some people might... We're a bit like a very local version of Not on the High Street. In actual fact, a funny story was when I first started all of this, I thought, this is brilliant. I'm going to bring, you know, these lovely artisans to the public eye. And then I went on Not on the High Street and I thought, they've nicked my idea. So it's a more local, and I suppose personalised version of Not on the
That shows it's a good idea if somebody's, that's what I always think. And there is a range of talent out there, aren't there? There's just some
Definitely.
Really talented people.
Absolutely amazing. I've been staggered at the quality of what people are doing.
And do you do a quality control on your website? Do you, because, you know, I could be painting in my back shed, but it could be rubbish. If I have to go on your website.
I have a small eclectic mix team, actually, and I have two artists, Eva Eland, who's doing a master's in children's illustration at the Cambridge School of Art, and I also have a local artist called Mandy Knapp, who's been brilliant, and she has lots of fingers and lots of pies, and she has a good eye. So they support me in what I'm doing, and a local jeweller called Lorraine Hilt of LCM Jewellery. So she has helped with a lot of the graphic part, the designing our new logo, and also designing our flyers, etc. And I think it's really important to have a collaborative approach. It's not just about me. I can't do this without other people, because I'm new to the art scene, so to speak. I'm not actually an artist myself, but I know what I like. So I think that's also very important. That is very much... I won't engage with artisans, I'm afraid, unless I really like it myself.
Well, let's talk about the pop-up event then. If we come along on the 10th of June from 11 till 5, it's at St Andrew's Church on St Andrew's Street. What will we see?
You're going to see an amazing mix of local sellers. We've got existing sellers who are selling through our website. So we've got people like Ruth Smid, who does Q here. She does her lovely bikeability bags made out of bike inner tubes.
Well, those are amazing. I've seen those.
Those are amazing. We have jewellers like Sasha Garrett, who does the most amazing jewellery out of very unusual products, like sort of vintage car paint from the old Ford factories in Dagenham and Detroit. And we have other artists like Jackie Lucas, I think she's quite well known, and Sue Smith, who's a local artist. She does lovely illustrations, and a whole host of other people. A new artist we've come across is Veronica Ellis, and she has a company called Nature's Grace. And she basically transcribes her artwork onto homeware, like cushions and coasters. So she has a lovely range. And she has a local exhibition at the Cambridge Wine Bar on Cherry Hinton Road at the moment. And we have other lovely artists like Maria Maradon, who runs... operates under a name called Coded Storm, and her artwork is absolutely beautiful. I can't mention everybody, but Bridget Bruin, she's very good, a Scandinavian influence, and Aurora Lombardo, who does lovely, beautiful jewellery. She's Italian, and she's going to have a jewellery making workshop at our event. We're also going to have a pop-up cafe there by Cambridge.
You got me now. Yeah. You got me now.
She makes beautiful cakes.
It's tiring looking at beautiful things. You do need to sit down.
You do certainly need to sit down. And we're also going to have a raffle. So a lot of our sellers have donated to the raffle. Also some local companies. There's a hair salon on Mill Road, 246. They've given us a voucher. Bridges Cafe do beautiful juices and smoothies. They've given us a voucher, etc. And there are other local companies who have said they will donate a raffle prize. So we're supporting two local charities, Lifecraft, which is a user-led group for adults who suffer with mental illness, and also a charity called Azalea, who supports women and children caught up in sex exploitation, which is one of our sellers' charities, Beauty for Ashes. They make lovely candles, and they support that charity. So we thought it'd be lovely to have a charitable element to what we're doing. And also, excitingly, we have two art students, Cecilia and Lauren, and they come from the Cambridge School of Art. They're our volunteers for the month. They're helping us to organise the event. They've been very involved in doing blogs, and they're going to have an art area at the pop-up. So that's going to be art students. So we really like that idea of engaging with the Cambridge School of Art and having art students part of our mix.
So it's something for everyone, really, and there's no pressure to buy, is it?
No.
You can just walk around and browse and look at these beautiful things.
Yeah. Eclectic Mix will also have their own table of seven sellers, because there were some sellers who couldn't be at the event, so we thought they're on our website, so why don't we promote their products and also promote us a little bit as well, so people remember that we also have a website.
Lovely. So it's the 10th of June, 11 till 5. We found out more information on your website, which has just changed its name from This is Eclectic Mix to Eclectic Mix Cambridge. Why have you changed your name?
Well, it was partly because I think we wanted something that very much reflected us being part of Cambridge. And also, I felt that lots of people tended to look on Eclectic Mix rather than This is Eclectic Mix. So we felt we wanted to make it a little bit maybe more concise, a sort of a more memorable name maybe. So, so we got together at the end of April, the four of us, Mandy, me, Eva and Lorraine. And Lorraine, who's got a graphic design background, came up with a logo. So it was a collaborative approach. We looked at lots of names and we asked some of our sellers what you like, and Eclectic Mix Cambridge is the one that was most popular.
So it's eclecticmixcambridge.com is the website if you want to find out more information about the pop-up and just see some of the people who will be there. But obviously you can just turn up on the day.
You can.
10th of June, 11 o'clock, doors open then.
Yeah.
And
just to say one thing, that Eva and the two students, Cecilia and Lauren, have been working very hard on some blog posts about our artists. So our artists have filled in a question and answer form and told us about why they love making handcrafted products. So if you want to read about the artists who are selling at our event, then go and read their blogs, and they're lovely.
Well, it's a nice thing to do on a day like today, actually. You know, if the weather holds, you could take a stroll across Parker's Piece, wander in, have a cup of tea and
a cake. There's also the Town and Country Show, which is on the same day, so you can have a wander around there and then come wander into our event.
Excellent. Yes. Well, good luck for that, Delia.
Thank
so
you.
Just a reminder, 10th of June, 11 to 5, St Andrew's Church on St Andrew's Street. EclecticMixCambridge.com is the
website.
Thank
you very much. Thank you for interviewing me. It's been a pleasure.